Welcome to 51 First Dates.
I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy.
And we are doing an experiment.
And talking about dating.
And love. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Cheers.
Cheers. Hi, everybody. I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy. And this is Carlin. Well, this is Kimmy. But hi, Carlin. How are you?
Hi.
Do we start over? Guys. I've messed this up so badly already. This is also 51 First Dates, a podcast, just a place to come and hopefully feel a little better about dating, not dating, whatever. We are so, so excited to have Carlin back to tell us about a date today. We're very excited to talk about that. And also, we're going to talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex, babe. Why is no one else? Hello.
That was like, I just didn't want to sing. You've heard me sing, Carlin, that's and it's fair. Not.
Same.
Great.
Same.
Kimmy's heard me sing. Everyone, you guys have both heard me sing.
No, sorry. I meant same about me. You don't want to hear me sing, but
I didn't mean. Don't know if I've ever heard you sing, Kimmy.
There's a reason for that.
But anyway, it doesn't matter. Guys, we're so happy you're here. Thank you so much for joining us. We will give you a little background. We are a dating podcast. We started by Kimmy going on a whole bunch of dates. Spoiler, she met her partner on our dating experiment. And now we are a general dating podcast and we have guest daters come on. And they go on a series of first dates, and then they usually find boyfriends or girlfriends and stop being our daters. But we have an incredible dater going on first dates for us right now, and that is Carlin.
And I haven't found anyone yet, so you're stuck with me.
I know. I was like, I just felt like a mom being like, well, usually the people at the day, whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because that's not the goal, truly. We are just early dating, get out there, go on dates, have fun, have sex if you want to. Dating positive podcast who wants to demystify dating and make it more fun for everybody. Even in a pandemic, safely. Carlin is fully vaccinated.
Yes.
Yeah. Carlin, have things opened up dating-wise for you in terms of, I know we're going to talk about a date, but do you feel like you don't worry about asking about if someone's vaccinated because you're vaccinated? Like, what's the vibe? Just what's the vibe out there on the streets?
I would actually say, so I'm just a recap. I'm on Hinge right now, and that's the only one that I'm using. And most of the guys on there will state that they're fully vax, and they do little like needle emoji and everything. A lot of people are doing their picture, like take their pictures like as they're getting their shot or the picture. So like everyone is very willing to like state that they are, and I haven't seen anything weird about anyone being like, I'm not getting enough vax or thank whatever God. So it's been pretty much everybody that's been back, so that's actually been really nice. And I think so with this date, the first date that we're going to talk about today, that was the first one that I had like the first date like at a restaurant. When he was like, oh, let's get dinner. And I was like, excuse me? Like, it had been so long. I was like, you don't want to take a walk or, like, FaceTime? Like, what do you mean? I was like, I guess that's okay. And it was totally fine.
Wow, that's crazy. That's a crazy threshold to hit. Like, every time I do something new as a vaccinated person that I haven't done since pre-COVID, I'm like, whoa, like, this is okay, like I'm allowed to do this. The CDC says, like, it's such a weird feeling, but it's got to be crazy to be like, okay, after 15 months, here I am at a restaurant with a person I don't know.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then it wasn't even like most people, like when you interacted with your server, they didn't require you to put your mask on. Like, so just everybody to see like such big groups, I guess I felt like I was like, is this okay? Like, I don't know. And it's like, I think it's okay. And then it was okay. But like ripping off that Band-Aid, man. Whew.
Yeah, it's all weird. I got my first haircut since the start of the pandemic. It was disgusting. But even that felt so weird. And it was so safe. It was just like, this is a thing that humans do. And that one time you did, Kimmy, before all of this. So reality is weird. We're going to talk about that a tiny bit when it comes to sex. Again, I feel like I'm like the teacher who's teaching her students about sex and saying it in a weird way because she's nervous, because I'm always nervous.
Yeah, you just kind of whispered it.
I did it twice, I feel. I'm blushing. We're going to talk about that often cited myth, or maybe not a myth. No, we believe it's a myth, but one we're still insecure about. Can you go home with someone on a first date or on an early date? Does it impact their perception of you? And we want to talk about it because this whole hot girl summer coming up, you know, to quote the young ones, I have never sounded more like a grandma than this intro. Jesus Christ.
Slash a pirate.
A pirate. Also a pirate. Jesus. My energy is very Jack Sparrow right now. Without the booze. Wish I had the booze. But yes, we're going to talk about, you know, the weird pressures about like this being the sluttiest summer ever. And I mean slutty in a good way. So that'll be fun. But first, we're going to get into a quick consumption corner. Well, rapid fire, because who wants to watch TV these days? Still me. And then we'll hear about Carlin's date. Yeah. That's the plan.
Okay, guys. Carlin, do you want to go first for consumption?
I haven't really been watching anything. I'm still watching The Nanny. And to my point to last time, Elizabeth Taylor was a guest star. Like, the guest stars on this show, it's just, I can't. I just can't. Like, I wish we could go back, or let's get Fran Drescher on a show. Like, how was that? How did that happen? Like, it's just Hugh Grant, Rosie O'Donnell, like, just so many guest stars. Whoa. And it just astounds me. So,
very solid.
That's where I'm at.
Amazing. Kimmy?
Okay, I have one and one only, and I don't know if I'm recommending it. It's just really hitting the spot. Mare of Easttown, the Kate Winslet show on HBO Max. Have you, either of you seen it? It is so stereotypically like the murder thriller, but in a good way. Yes. Where I'm really compelled in watching it, and it's hitting all the spots. It literally, there have been memes about it checking every box, like, oh, it's a rural town. Oh, there's something from her past haunting her. Oh, a young detective comes into play. You know, it's all that, but it's hitting some spot. And they're releasing them one at a time, which is good for me to have something to look forward to.
Nice. So, yeah, I feel like I keep hearing good things about it, and I keep being like, I don't want to watch Kate Winslet try to do a Philly accent, even though I love Kate Winslet so deeply. I'm just like, I just, British actors trying to do, it was the fucking, what was the Hugh Grant, Nicole Kidman one?
Oh, The Undoing.
The Undoing, where it was like six British actors trying to do Brooklyn accents, and it just made me want to like walk slowly into the ocean. So I've been avoiding it for that reason, but everyone says it's good, so I'm gonna watch it.
It's good, though. I'm like, this is the fun part about a week by week. I don't know if it stays good, you know, or like it ended on a weird note. I have no idea what happens next. By the time you all hear this, we will know if it stayed good. But I will say, just my last note, in case anyone's watching it, they go really hard in these first episodes on the Philly. Like, there's a lot of cheese whiz happening, and like, just everything is very Philly, and it's funny, including there are some words and accents. Yes, Liza, yes, it may not be for you.
I mean, I love a Philly accent. I think they're hilarious. I'm just worried about a British person.
Yes, no, got you.
And I feel like I couldn't do it. I mean, not that I'm an accent whiz, but like, it's a hard one. Mine is brief because I have nothing. I've literally only been watching the stuff that I've already recommended and listen. I'm finishing a lot of things I've already recommended on this, like podcasts, TV shows, etc. I have nothing new. I am sorry for my failure here.
No, that's great. No. That's it. Okay, beautiful. I mean, we're out there. We're out there. We're out there meeting people, saying hi to friends.
I am not out there. I am listening to Your Own Backyard, watching 90 Day Fiance, watching Top Chef, watching RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm watching tons of content. It's just I've talked about it all six times.
Liza, you know what you could say, though, is that you're consuming a new city in the form of, unless you don't want to share that.
I'm happy to. I'm consuming a new city in the form of Austin, Texas. I am in Austin for a month. If anyone has recommendations, please email me them at 51firstdatespod@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on Instagram at 51firstdatespod. But genuinely, because I'm not great at research. But yeah, I was ready for a little escape from my tiny apartment, and I am doing what every asshole New Yorker is doing and checking out Austin. I'm sorry if you're a native Austinite. It's I'm sure it's a bummer, and I really do apologize, but you've made a really great city and it's paradise. So also, you know, sorry. That's been my general vibe. Everywhere we've gone to eat, I'm like, I've had to show my ID a couple times, you know, to like get a drink or whatever. And I just want to be like, sorry. It's like my New York City ID.
I think apologetic is better than being like an asshole.
Being like, I own like, Texas now. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's beautiful here. Everyone's really nice. It's an amazing city. I the hype is very real. The food is so fucking good. Every single bite of everything I've had is so fucking good. I mean, it's
Texas so much.
It's so great. Carlin you lived here as a child. You weren't born here, right?
I wasn't born there, but I do say that I'm from Texas.
Yeah,
I claim it.
What were the ages you lived here?
6 to 13.
Yeah, that's like your
Most formative years. Yeah. And I loved it so much. I still, you know, the state songs and everything, like, I just love Texas so much. It has its hard times. We all do, but you know, even if you're just counting the food, like, how could mm-hmm. you say anything bad about it? Shout out to Bluebell Ice Cream. I already told Liza to get it. So any other Austinites, if you just want to comment that, like, on Instagram just to validate me, that'd be great. Even though I don't need you to, because I know that I'm right.
Carlin's never steered me wrong food-wise. But yeah, so that's a big part of my consumption. I also consumed a road trip from New York to here. I consumed a lot of states that I had never been to. So that was cool. It was cool to drive through America. I drove really close to Dolly Parton's hometown, which was an exciting moment for me.
Did you go to Dollywood?
No, I didn't go to Dollywood, and I really wanted to, and it just didn't fit into our trip. And we also had the dog with us. So basically, Jeff, bless his heart, basically was like, if you want to go to Dollywood, I could like sit in the car with air conditioning on with the dog for a couple hours. We were trying to figure out a way to make it work so I'd go to Dollywood but not add like extra days or whatever, but it didn't work out. However, Dollywood is in my future. I'm gonna manifest it and putting it on the vision board.
There you
absolutely
go. Mm-hmm. That a girl.
Anyway, speaking of Dollywood, which would be a great spot for a first date, should we talk about your first date, Carlin?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, let's do the taxi cab, right? Or do you want to say something first?
It in my taxi cab, it references a pre-taxi cab, which will be on the Instagram later.
Yeah. we're gonna pick a time in the day.
I was like, I don't know what day it is, so I don't know what to say.
What day is it? Okay, here's the taxi cab.
All right, another first date. In my pre-taxi cab, I had named him Mr. Groove, which is a terrible name. So we're going to go with Mr. James instead. So my first date with Mr. James was really amazing, actually. Well, we'll call it really great. Amazing, I feel like, is a strong word. But we went to dinner at this Ethiopian place. And then right after that, we went to get drinks at a bar, like, next door. And I think the thing about Mr. James is that he's, like, a very intense person. There isn't really anything, like, casual about him, which is not a complaint. And I knew it pretty instantly, like, right after we started texting with each other. And, I mean, really, I think I get along with that kind of person because I'm not very... Oh, God, I'm a terrible bullshitter. But I just think that intensity comes through on a lot of levels in terms of, like, the conversations that we had. Oh, my goodness. And I think also, like, the physicality between us. I think last time I was telling you how I don't do, like, the first kiss on a first date because I think it takes me a couple of dates or interactions to, like, get to that level. That was not necessary for Mr. James. I was already there and... Yeah, they had a great first kiss. Or kisses, I guess.
Ooh. What a titillating taxi cab.
Yes.
Emphasis okay, should we do some categories? And then
let's do it.
We'll get in deeper. For anyone who may or may not be new, What we just heard was Carlin's taxicab confession, which she records the night of the date to get like a fresh, kind of hot take. And now we're going to go through, we like to ask these like date categories to kind of give this all the same, all the different dates the same litmus test. And then we will talk about the date generally. I feel like I'm in such a like onboarding mood today. I'm like, this is what we do. This is who we are.
I like it. Welcome. I like it. I hope we have some new cutie gems who maybe found us because Bree Springs from The Bachelor posted us so kindly. Thank you, Bree. Oh, you're the best.
That's right. New cutie gems,
I hope. Welcome. Okay, Liza, would you like me to start?
Do it.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Pre-date is our first section and our worst category, quite frankly. Andy Anderson, detective work. Did you Google your date? How much pre-date Googling did you do?
I totally did. And it, like, I was, like, Mrs. Sleuth McGee, like, because he didn't give me a lot of information, but there was, like, this one detail that I was like, there's no way that there's any other guy named this that did that. And I found him, and it was great. But the thing was, like, and it was terrible, because I remember it was the day before our date. I was at work doing it, because that's what I wanted to do. But do you ever have, I often have moments where, like, at certain points when starting to get to know someone, I'll be like, wait, am I actually even attracted to this guy? Like, do we even have anything in common? And so, like, after seeing, like, different pictures of him in, like, a light teen that was different than his profile, I was like, oh my gosh. No, it was just, like, a weird thing. I was like, I don't think I could do this. And it was, like, sweating. It was just, like, a weird thing that I was just, like, it's not that I didn't like what I found, but it was like maybe not as flattering, but none of it was like from his own personal pages. It was just things that were like up there from weird things.
Yeah. Like LinkedIn so photos are rough. Sorry. Just,
oh gosh. Yeah. It was just like nothing that was like doing him any favors, but then we started texting later that day and it was fine. And I like felt okay about it. And I was like, it's fine. Calm down.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like that's a thing too. Like I have been told that it's hard. This is a weird thing to have been told, but it's hard to tell what I look like from pictures. Like people have met me after seeing pictures. Like, you know, I went to go visit my friends at college and they were like, oh, you're that girl who looks different in every picture. Like, it's just a weird thing that a couple different people have told me at different times in my life that I like, it's hard, whatever. I think it's so, I've had this experience too with someone where I see photos or whatever and I'm like, I'm not going to be attracted. Like, I'm not attracted. And then you're in person and it's like, oh, this is just you just can't tell. Was that eloquent or what? Anyway.
I think it's actually so fascinating because.
Yeah.
Now I want to look at pictures of you, but I'm pretty sure I'll just be like, it's Liza.
I know.
That's true, because like when you know me in person, yeah. It's like, whatever. But this is, okay, only two people have told me this, but it was independent and it was like 7 years apart. Yeah.
I 100%, this is even just based on dating profile pictures, did not think I'd be as attractive. This is going to sound wrong and mean, but I was way more attracted in person to my current boyfriend than I would have thought I would be from the photos. Then again, I think it was The League, if we remember that app, which was all black and white at the time. So maybe that was it too.
Oh my gosh.
And come on, give us some color.
Some people are
not
photogenic and some people are very photo. I've met people in real life after only seeing pictures of them and been like, oh. Like, some people, you know what I mean? Some people photograph well. It's just, I mean, that's made me sound like a really large asshole.
I mean, I don't photograph well at all. It's why I hate photos. So anyway.
Anyway, okay, so this dates the next category. Dates text communication skills on a scale of 1 to 10.
I would say I'm going to go with a 7, and not because like what he's saying is bad. I think like he's actually very engaging, but and this is going to sound so terrible, and I'm aware of how this sounds, but he doesn't have an iPhone. And
oh boy.
Yeah. And it was just like for me, and I didn't realize it until texting him that I've only dated people with iPhones. I have an iPhone. And like when I put his number in my phone, and it wasn't turning blue. I was like, is my Wi-Fi off? Like, what's happening? And then it just stayed green. And the thing that is difficult about it is like, since I've been texting him so much, when I text somebody with an iPhone, like my eyes feel like they're being like bathed in lavender. Like, it's so much better on the eyes with the blue as opposed to like the bright like lime green. And it's just like, I just can't like react to the same thing. Like, sometimes I just want to do the thumbs up, but like, I can't do that. So then I feel like I have to say like a whole sentence, like, okay, great, thank you. And it's just, this is so stupid to complain about, but like, I have to dock him for it. And we talked about it on the date because he brought it up because, okay, his phone, there was like a QR code for the menu. He's like, oh, my phone isn't really good with those. I was like, why do you have it then? What is this non-iPhone doing for you?
Second date at the Apple store, please.
Right? Sir. Like, I think I can get him back on. He used to have one. So, and I think I can work on that, but it's like, it doesn't scan it. And it's a Google phone. It doesn't scan QR codes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Come on.
Yep. Anyway.
Fair.
Carlin, I hear you. I feel the same way about green text. And it may just be genius product design, but I feel a certain way and it's not going away. And if it makes me a snob, F it. I don't care. Right. I like knowing
if Apple is listening, like, you did good. You
crushed it.
You succeeded.
Yeah. Like, send us some free shit. No, they're the one company that, like, doesn't do free shit.
Right. Send us a free iPhone so I can give it to him. Exactly. Save my eye. The campaign will be like, save Carlin's eyesight.
Oh. Okay. Is it my turn? No, it's your turn.
Right. It's my turn. I'm going to jump to the on-date portion. Date venue. Yes. How many dicks would you give this date venue? Ethiopian restaurant, you said. Yum.
Yes, 5. So good. Had 5 is before? Good, right?
Yeah, 5 sorry. Is good. Oh, yeah, sorry. If you're new here, it's like stars in a rating system, even though we know 5 dicks would actually be terrible in real life. 5 right, dicks is good. Oh, gosh. Had you been before, Carlin?
I had not been there before. I'd actually walked by it like a gajillion times. So it was nice to like finally go in. And it was like close to me. He like lives a little bit further, like way further away than me. So it was like nice that he like suggested it and was like willing to come up north because he lives a little bit further south and west. So it was like all good things.
I love that move coming towards you. I'm kind of anti first date dinner, but you like, let's say the date was a dud. You got to try a great restaurant you've been wanting to try. And that is the plus.
Yeah. That was like the thing that when he was like, let's do dinner. And I was like, oh gosh. And then when I was like, stalking him online and saw the pictures that I didn't like, I was like, I'm not gonna be here like forever with this guy that I'm not attracted to. So like that was like really nervous. It's like, are you sure we can't FaceTime? Because oh my god. Anyway,
also, did you share food? Did you split some stuff? That's what I was gonna ask.
With hands? Yeah,
so like that's the other thing, because it's so like personal and like in each other's space, but it totally worked out and he was attractive person.
That's terrible. That's great, because sharing food with someone you're not attracted to, 2 thumbs down.
Oh gosh, gross.
Okay, so lust at first sight, yes or no?
No. No.
I was like, that's a guaranteed yes, she just said.
I know. It was no.
I'm excited to finish the categories and get into this more. Okay.
Info, yeah.
What Harry Potter house would they belong to?
Oh, gosh. Ravenclaw or Slytherin? I think Ravenclaw, though.
Rising Slytherin? Yeah. I think that's what I am. Ravenclaw,
that's
Rising
me, too,
Slytherin,
yeah.
So. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Okay. I like him. I like him already. Okay, so the Rosskit test, I don't know. It's our last names. We combine them. I don't know. Like the Bechdel test, but for dates. Did your date ask you one question about yourself that was outside of standard date fare, like siblings, job, etc.?
Yes. So in the way that he's intense, he's like very about social justice, which is great. But it was like, we were like, getting into it and not because we were like arguing, but just like I don't know, like really like breaking down America and all of its problems, that like even eventually I would be like, okay, so you're here, I think we can take it down a few notches just because, like, you know, it's 10 minutes into this meal, so like let's he was like, is it okay if we keep it like light occasionally? He's like, you're right, I'm so sorry to like go off on this. And we're like, trauma and like all these things, which was great. But at sometimes I was like, okay.
Yeah, like how many siblings do you have, sir?
Can we go back?
Right. I mean, I wouldn't hate to hear what your favorite color is at this point. Like, we could go back to those easy things too.
Carlin, I love that you said that. Great. Sorry. To keep it light.
Oh, I had to. It was.
I love it.
And I think because, like, I can engage in that way, obviously, like, I'm intelligent. But I also just want to know, like, the stupid, crazy stuff as well. Like, at one point, he was talking about his dog. I've never heard a guy talk so eloquently about his dog. Like, it should be, like, on a Hallmark card or something. Like, he was just the way he's like, she's my best friend. She's been there with me through all these things. Like, I never would have made it out without her. And it was just like, oh my goodness. But then again, like, still, like, very intense. Like, you know, he's extremes. Like, you know, he's either, like, very into it or, like, isn't into it and then doesn't want to talk about it, which is fine.
Do you know if he's a Scorpio?
He is. I'm so bad with the
I'm bad with him too, months. But I'm a Scorpio. That's why I know about it, because, you know, narcissist.
I think it's Cancer.
Are they intense too? I don't know. That was just, see, I don't know my astrology. Okay. Liza, it's your turn.
Oh, it is my turn. The 2021 test. Did any gender stereotypes play out with paying, mansplaining, etc.?
He corrected me about, like, one of the dinosaur periods, because I was like, oh, like the Jurassic period. And he's like, it's not actually that, it's this Cretaceous period. And I was like, well, whatever, you can suck my dick, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? but totally wasn't mansplaining. Like, it was like it was fine, but it was just also like, I don't know if you need to correct me in this moment, but that's fine.
But I do like that he knew it. Like, that's kind of hot.
I know. In my head, because I was like, oh, damn, I guess there was more than one. But also, like, how do you know that?
Yeah, like, and specific knowledge of dinosaur periods is a vibe.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, and then potentially related, I don't know if that was the thorn, but rosé and thorn, the high and low of the date. Just first thing that comes to your mind.
I think the low was that I didn't like he put like gel in his hair and I didn't like it. Like, I've since seen like pictures of him without the gel and it looks like much better, and I'm actually going to see him tomorrow and I'm going to state that fact, or that my opinion, I guess it's not a fact, but it's a fact that I feel that way. So that would be like the low point. The high point was, I guess at the end of the date, like, so the second part of the date being like when we went to the bar after the restaurant, just like our like physical like connection just kind of like speeding up really quickly, but like in a really great and satisfying way.
Yeah. Okay, that leads me perfectly to our next question, which is a wrap up of the date in general. Would you give this a PG, a PG-13, or an R rating, this date?
If there's something more than R, I would do that. Like,
ooh!
I
think
scandalous.
It was so good. Like, afterward, like, I got home. Oh my gosh. And then at 3 a.m., like, it was, yeah. I guess the one thing I'll say about it is like, just having like fun physical activities in a car is like a young man's game. Like, I haven't done that since high school, and it's not the same. It's not the same as it was when it was in high school. It's like, his body's not made for this anymore. It doesn't fold up as nicely. But that's okay.
LOL. That's incredible. Get it. Yeah. Put it on a hat.
But also, I think maybe you guys removed it, but the question about like his shoes.
Oh, outfit. I skipped it. Sorry.
Outfit. Yeah, shoes. And his shoes were good.
Oh, shoes. It was shoes, right. Thank you.
It was
Carlin
gonna replace,
for producing
like
us.
One of the categories. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Oh. His shoes, of course. What were his shoes like?
What kind of shoes? What do they look like?
So I think since we did dinner, he was like already like more dressed up than it would be on a walk, and then they would wear their dreaded sneakers. So he did have like nice dress boots on. So I like have like no complaint whatsoever.
Dress boots.
Yeah. And had like a great like gray, like a gray and white checked like top coat. Like he looked good. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I fucking love when a man puts in a little bit of effort to his clothes, especially like on a date. It just happens rarely. It's just not a thing that a lot of men do. Which
And they always look good. I'm just like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. It's honestly so easy to look good as a man, I feel, because you just have less options. I really feel there so often, because I have no sense of style, I'm on like the trending site where I should be shopping, but I don't even know what to pick out. And then I tried to do the whole big shoulder pad thing that's going on, and it doesn't look cute on me. So anyway, shout out to men who dress themselves nicely, because it's easier for you and you look good. Okay.
Yeah.
And the styles don't change. Just buy a couple nice things and then have them until they fall apart. Yeah. It's like it never changes. Get a nice fucking blazer and some dress boots, men. Yeah. And you never, it blows my mind. You never have to do it again if you take a, it's just crazy.
All right.
I could do a whole episode on like men and their clothes. Like, let's do it. Just.
Ugh. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a new, that's the 2021 conversation that we want to be having. The 2021 test, sorry. Okay, yes. I'm going to blow through this next one because I already know the answer. In hindsight, would you rather have spent the night with friends, alone, or on this date?
On the date.
Yeah.
Ooh, and then we already know this, but would you accept or accept/give this rose?
Yes, I would give the rose and other stuff.
We should change that category to just, would you give this rose? Because our daters are always the lead.
Yeah. Our daters are always the lead.
You're right. Would you give the boutonniere?
Yeah. Would you pin a boutonniere awkwardly on his lapel, and then they always cut away right when they're pinning it, because obviously a producer has to come on and make it look nice, because boutonnieres are insane. Yeah.
Right. Oh, gosh.
Okay. Well, so, Kimmy, lingering questions. What are your lingering questions from this date?
Just,
do you have any?
I mean, it sounds like it was a blast and then became even more of a blast. I feel excited. I also, I guess, Carlin, I'm wondering, you're already seeing each other again. So how did that come about? Did you get a text?
He asked me to go to this jazz concert while on our first date. He's like, what are you doing next Friday? Yeah.
What do you think of that move when someone asks you on a date, on a second date or on a next date when you're on the current date?
I love it. I think I have moments like that, and usually I won't like have the activity, and maybe at the end I'll just be like, oh, so when do you want to like hang out again? But for someone to be like, do you want to do this thing with me on this date, like in the next couple of days, like before that date's even over, I think was really nice. I think just in general, like knowing that someone is into you and that like, and they think that you're into them, and like, I guess just like stating that interest is nice. And I don't know why we don't do that. Like, you know, the whole, there wasn't any like mind games or anything. So there wasn't going to be any like, you should wait 3 days. And like they're like, he is not about that whatsoever. So I was into it.
I love
that.
That's
a good vibe.
I was definitely thinking, Liza, I'm glad you asked that, because I was thinking, what would I, first I was like, that's really cool that he just asked you on the first date, but what if you weren't into it? But here's the thing. You could still say I'm busy or something, or deal with it later. Like, I think that's, to your point, Carlin, a great way to be on dates, especially in this new era of dating post-vax. Like, just saying what you feel. Like, you're also not going to ask someone on another date unless you sense a vibe overall, I think. On a first date, sorry. Like, he wasn't going to ask you to that concert if you were, like, not also into the date and having fun. I hope, though.
Well, I feel like some men – like, we've heard about this in worse first dates and stuff, because unself-aware people are unself-aware, you know? So many men are like, I'm crushing this. And the woman's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom and crawl out the window.
Yeah, have I learned nothing? Yep.
Well, that's exciting. Oh, wait, I had one more lingering question. Mm-hmm. When did it turn for you? You said you got there, you weren't immediately feeling it.
Right.
Was there a moment that you were like, oh, I'm feeling it now?
I guess it was during dinner. I think it's just the general. So because he, it's not that he like looked super different. It was just like the lighting thing again, like in his picture. Like it almost like his hair almost looked like a different color. So there was just some things like that immediately. I was like, oh, I just like had to shift. Like, you know, when you're getting your eyes checked at like the eye doctor and they're like putting little lenses down and everything, like which one's better. And I think it's just like the more that you get used to like that person's face. So, and he had also like shaved his facial hair to like just down to a mustache, which I think I've talked about on here, how I love mustaches. And yeah. So the first like face that he saw me have, like he took off his mask and I was like, no one listening is going to see this, but I was like,
why
mustache?
And I was like, do you always have that? And I'm going to ask him tomorrow. I was like, I mean, you did that because, and I had it in my profile for like a couple of seconds that I like loved mustaches. Cause I can't imagine. Cause he's like, oh no, I don't really pay attention to my facial hair. And I was like, so you just shaved off your beard when you were in your sleep. What does that mean? You don't pay attention to your
yes.
facial hair.
Yes.
Oh like, God. I need him to admit that he did it for me. And then also that I loved it and was totally into it. I cannot resist a mustache. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I love it. Did that answer your question?
Yes,
so maybe it's when he took his mask off and I saw his mustache.
Yes. I'm getting a clearer picture now, much like you did with the better lighting.
Yes.
The mask reveal of mustache. Wow, I'm kind of lost in that image because what a moment. Yeah. Yeah.
It was yeah.
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 Well,
it was amazing.
Guys, maybe related to or maybe not related to ooh mystery this first date. We are going to take a quick ad break and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about sex, hooking up, etc. on the first date and all of our sex. Feelings about it. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Fun.
And we're back. I brought us back. Wow. Well, Carlin, thank you for sharing about your date number 3, 4? What was that? Date number 3? I don't know.
I think it was 3.
Wait, with the person or?
I feel like we're going first dates.
Yeah, by first date.
I think that
Sorry.
Was 3.
I think it's, wait.
3.
No, it's 4. Mr. PhD, Mr. Old Fashioned, Mr. Brightside, Mr. James.
Yep. Yes. It was 4. So date number 4.
4.
Mr.
Nailed
James.
It.
Thank you for sharing. I feel excited. I feel like there's very good energy happening, but also I won't jinx anything. Speaking of jinxing things, does sleeping with someone early in a relationship jinx what's going to happen next? This topic came up for many reasons, including our Substack, which is a platform for publishing newsletters. I realize now that like it's very unfamiliar to most of us and that is normal, but we have a newsletter that goes out weekly that's free called Precious Gems. And the past 2 or 3 weeks, Liza and I, for 2 weeks, sometime in the past 2 or 3 weeks, we interviewed our respective boyfriends and fiancés about some of these weird questions and myths we women, especially women who date straight men, are told, things we're told not to do, like having sex early or sending a thank you text after the date. And we asked these dudes about what they thought and they gave us answers. And they were like, not would it matter. So I don't think it matters if you have sex on a first date. I've never done it though. So I'm a hypocrite. Talk to me, ladies. What are your feelings?
I copped in my interview on Precious Gems to having hooked up with my now fiance on our first like date, but I'm air quoting date. Like it's tricky for me because I've only ever dated friends. So like the line of like what's a date is blurry.
Mm.
However, I think that like in many instances, like 3 or 4, the first time I like went to dinner one-on-one with a friend and they paid, I like then hit it with them, you know? So like, like that's where, so that's how I term like me and Jeff, like hooking up after our first date. It's the first time it felt like a date, you know? Like we hadn't
pay
even
the
established.
Bill and you can cop a feel.
Literally, that's it. Just buy me a dinner at a $2 sign on Google reviews. Restaurant, and that's, you know, that's my fee. So I would say, but the thing is that is a different vibe than like meeting someone for the first time. There's trust established. There's a relationship established. Like it feels very different. It seems very different. I don't know if it is different, but I also can see myself if I went on a, I have never like gone, that's a lie. I did go on a date with someone once and then have sex with them after, but it was during a dark time. Not that that matters. But
no, it's not a dark time. That's a bright time.
I mean, it just was like, I was in like, I could see myself feeling uncomfortable with it unless it was a really fucking great first date and I felt a really intense connection. Then I would be like, yeah, let's just fucking do it. You know what I mean? Like, I basically think I am pro doing it anytime you feel comfortable, which I guess is the most obvious thing in the world, but it took me like 90 seconds to say that.
Yeah, Kyra. I feel like I've never done it before. Although technically, and we're not going to get into the specifics, I guess, like Mr. James and I, maybe, like, I don't, it's difficult. I don't, anyway.
Maybe.
No, I don't, no. Anyway, okay. Anyway, but
we
so
can just say
I
hooked
think-
up, the global hooked up. Jeff and I didn't have sex on our first date. We hooked up.
Okay, so same.
Great.
And then I think though, I guess, so a lot of interesting things as you were talking, how you were saying, like if you're feeling a really intense connection and then like if you feel comfortable, I guess my question about it and like the judgment that I put on myself is, it's something that we talked about the last time I was on the pod about how, connection isn't enough. I actually like came up with the whole thing. Attraction is easy, connection isn't enough, and timing is everything. Like that's the trio there.
That's
put it on
an
a hat.
Instagram.
Put it. T-shirts post. Coming out at the or end of the hat. Year, you guys. Get that's our hot girl summer T-shirt for everybody. 2021. But so then when you're talking about like the intense connection, then I think sometimes it's like, how do I know I'm having an intense connection? Like, what does that even mean? Like, we're talking about really serious stuff, but that doesn't mean, like, actually know that person. And do I need to know them in order to have sex with them? And then, like, do I trust them? Like, what is trust when you just are, like, first meeting someone? Because obviously there are terrible, terrible stories out there where somebody felt like they were comfortable and it didn't end up, like, in a positive situation. And so, I don't know. I guess I think, like, there was a point when, after we had, like, already, like, kissed at the bar or whatever, and they were closing, he's like, oh, well, don't you live a couple of blocks from here? And I was like, excuse me, you don't know where I live. And he's like, and I was like, we're not having sex. And he's like, no, I meant, like, you know, we could just go back and hang out and then, like, you know, maybe, like, obviously, like, make out. And I was like, that's fair. But, like, of course, like, part of me was immediately like, okay, almost about to like write him off because he was about to be like that guy that's just like just trying to play the game and like, you know, wine and dine me to like, you know, get the goods or whatever. And then I guess like, and is it fair to like put that on him just because like the other half of his sex, like a lot of guys are like that? Like, I don't know. I have a lot of like weird feelings about it, and that I was even talking about before. Like, I don't know. Like, what, like, if we had actually, like, gone all the way or whatever, like, would I feel bad? And it's like, I don't think I would, but I think for me, like, having sex, like, would have taken it to another level. And one, because, like, I'm insatiable, and then, like, I would just want to have it, like, all the time. So if you're, like, not ready to do that for me, then you should just, like, not come near me, honestly. But then also, two, like, it would make me, like, I'm not, like, a very good multi-dater, so then I would just, like, want to just be focused on that person. So if they weren't interested in that, then it's, like, it's not, like, and we didn't have that conversation, like, before we started, like, making out or whatever. Like, you know, oh, what are your, like, expectations or wants and desires around sex or whatever? So, yeah, I don't know. And then, like, do you stop the making out to, like, talk about all those things? Like, I'm sure I could have and, like, should have, but like also I just wanted to like make out with him in his car. Like, it's just, you know, it was what it was in the moment.
Yeah. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you were comfortable with everything you were doing. I think yeah. the biggest thing, especially with this energy of, we got a great question. We're going to do a like anxieties around dating opening up episode soon, but we got a great question that was like, I almost feel pressure to have a quote unquote hot girl summer or like hook up with a lot of people because of it's just in the narrative, right? It's in the zeitgeist. Like people are going wild. And I think as that happens, you know, to your point, Carlin, like it's really easy to get in our heads or want to talk about these things first or not even be sure what we're okay with right away. So just really as much as you can, this is, I'm Brené Brown now, but be in touch with mm-hmm. like when it feels good, vulnerable, like you're going along with something that feels really good. And then when it feels yuckier, pressureful or not so good, like you're leaning into something physical or otherwise, because I think for me, there's literally zero judgment of anyone doing anything ever on a first date. But I knew the headspace that if I had a one night stand with someone I wanted to see again, so then it wouldn't be a one night stand. I know the headspace it would put yeah. me in. I had a weird long history of associating like waiting to have sex with someone and they'd have finally have sex with me and then they'd kind of get distant. So I had a weird relationship to it. So I knew for me it wasn't great, but like, God bless everyone who can just have a hot girl summer, because if it feels good to you, you should do it. That was just a little, you know, soapbox yeah. moment.
And we all just had like a lot of practice feeling out and communicating what feels safe and smart for our bodies in COVID. Like we've all mm-hmm. had to do this for a year and a half to be like, okay, with our friends, with our family, like, I don't think it's smart for me to come home for Christmas, because like we've all had to do this. And I feel like it's another extension of that. But it's just like, in theory, we've all gotten practice at communicating our needs and our boundaries and our safety priorities, etc. But ultimately, like, yeah, personal safety aside, like, I think obviously, look, we all as women have to consider personal safety, which sucks, but like we just do. But I feel like, you know, when you feel comfortable and safe, and like, of course, that can be misjudged and those situations are very, very scary. Mm-hmm. But like talking about it, I just say, like, if you can talk about it and feel safe and comfortable, like fucking go for it.
I think that's the other thing. And as someone who is like, could maybe be described as straightforward, I'm not really sure, mainly my facial reactions, but like someone that like is usually like very comfortable with being open and like stating what I need, there's still that like, you know, like scared girl that doesn't want to come off. We talked about this last time about like, you know, wants to be like the cool girl and like, you know, it's no thing, like whatever you want to do, as opposed to being like, you know, I don't know, like, right, completely vulnerable. And I know that I was just talking or thinking about this the other day, like how I really want to get better about doing that in the moment. And like, damn anybody who doesn't like that, like damn anyone who like can't handle it, which doesn't mean I'm going to like go around saying like, fuck you bitches, but like, you know, just stating like, especially in regards to dating, I think just so there's like no question of like where I stand like on any topic, and just being able to communicate that, I don't know, in a like a straightforward way, as opposed and like not adding any like frilly language to it to like soften it or, you know, make it like more user friendly or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think
user friendly.
Yeah.
I like right, that. Right? I like thinking about it as user friendly. I do that in so many parts of my life. Yeah.
Right. And I think, you know, and there isn't really anything about like Mr. James that would suggest that he wouldn't be into that. Like he, I think, is also the same way. But like, you know, goddamn, if I'm still like not in my head being like, oh, I can't do this, I still need to put on like some kind of air about mm-hmm. me to, you know, to be like the cool girl or whatever. So, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's interesting. And that's potentially a good segue to my next question that I'd like to pose to the Brain Trust, which is, what do we think about the stereotype that men will, I'm gigantically air quoting this, respect us less if we have sex on a first date. Kimmy and I both in our interviews with our boyfriends asked that, and they were like, no, that's not true. But those are only two men, and, you know, what do you guys think?
You shouldn't be with the person who would respect you less if you had sex with them on the first date or went home with them on the first date, even if you don't do that thing. Like, who knows if I got the truth out of my boyfriend, but it was nice to hear that he really was like, that wouldn't have impacted it. You know, I used to think that if someone wanted to take you home or was kind of like physically like a full makeout on a first date, like that meant something bad in a weird way for like the longevity of your dating. And that's so backwards and weird and not related to how humans interact at all. And so I think, yeah, it, even if all men would respect you less if you went home with them on a first date. Let's just say that was a blanket rule. Straight men, just that was a rule in society from Darwinism for some reason, which it's not. But let's just say, still, I would say, like, you gotta do what you want to do, because that you're never gonna be dating from the right mind headspace if you're like deciding whether or not you want to have sex on a particular night based on what that person who's gonna have sex with you, who you're gonna have sex with as well, is what they're going to think of you. It has to be more like, center it on you. And that's what I think we try to do on this podcast. Of course, don't be an asshole, but like, yeah, I dated for so long from a place of being like, well, what's that person going to think if I do this? Like, about smaller things like texts. And it's just like, no, no, no. Fuck that.
Sorry. No, no, yeah. No.
Lots of soapboxes and pirate noises today. I'm on one.
No, it's true. And it's important. And yeah. I also think that, let's say there in a thought experiment, there is a guy who is only interested in sex. Like, you're not going to change him.
Yep.
And if you find that out on the first date or on the seventh date, it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that like Kimmy said, you shouldn't be dating someone who would respect you. Like, I basically think if you want to fuck on a first date, you don't have much to lose because the guy sucks. I mean, that's a lie. You can get hurt, but dating inherently is opening yourself up to getting hurt, which is why it's scary. But if you find yourself sleeping with a guy on a first date who then is like weird or cagey or shitty or whatever, like, you found that out and maybe got some dick in the process and hopefully it was good. But, you know, I cannot imagine if my grandmother was alive what the fuck she would be thinking right now. She felt very strongly we should all be virgins until we got married. I truly don't think that she would be able to handle it. Anyway.
Can we get somebody's grandma on the podcast just to see like the difference in like generations, like what the thinking is behind first dates and everything? That would be fascinating.
That actually would be really interesting.
Inquire. Yeah. It would probably turn into like, you know, just like a rant about Donald Trump, because my very sweet grandmother, who used to be very conservative, could not hate anyone more than she hates Donald Trump. And so don't at me. That's
good,
my grandmother's
hear.
Opinion.
No, that's the right trajectory.
But I'm just,
I was waiting for something worse.
No, that popped into my eye because like, I'm wondering in this new like phase of hers that I think was opened up by this guy who was our president, if she'd be more open to talking about other things. But I sort of feel like, no.
All right, guys. Well, does anyone have any closing thoughts? Any wisdom?
I have a question that's like kind of on topic, but like not
yet.
What do you think about like a recycled dick pic?
What do you mean, like a dick pic? Like someone's got a stored dick pic and they send it to multiple people?
Like a guy took a dick pic and he sent it to you, but he clearly didn't just take it because he is driving in his car and the picture is of him in a bathroom.
I don't like it, but I don't like it.
I don't like any dick pics. I am.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Look,
I am pro sex, but I am anti dick pics. Why? Unless you request them. If you request them, then it's fine.
Oh, yeah. Not unsolicited or anything. Okay. Like you're.
That, I mean, I guess I don't pretend to. Okay. Here's my thing. Unsolicited dick pics, I'm always against. Solicited dick pics, fuck yeah. Here, I don't pretend to understand the psyche of a man well enough to understand why they would take and store a photo of their dick on their phone, but I do know that it happens, and I don't think it's inherently bad. I just don't understand it.
I would also say, especially if your phone's not, you know, Apple privacy protected, I'd be kind of nervous about storing pictures of my dick on my phone. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm not trying to, you know, insinuate who did what. Just a thought. Just a thought.
I think I'm like learning a lot about like guys and like their pictures. Like they just have a completely different relation to like pictures and like photos than like girls do. Like when. Just like I asked one of, I think it was Mr. Brightside, because I was just talking about like bad pictures on the site. And I was like, you mean you can't just like ask your guy friend and be like, can you take this picture of me? And he was like, no, I would never do that.
Yeah,
like,
let's go down to the beach and we'll get a fruit cocktail and we'll kind of, we'll find our light.
But I was like, that's so sad for you. Like, I have never not asked any one of my friends. And then like they take multiple pictures and right, and they get the right lighting. But just like even, so if I take a picture for someone and my face is not showing, but I always take a fresh pic. Like I would never, I also don't keep them. Like I just delete them, but like I would take that pic like for you. And just like realizing that, I was just like, man, guys like have it like really hard, or there's just, or it's just like something that they don't, or I don't know. I don't know. But like the idea of like, not having pictures of themselves like extends to their dicks is like it just so interesting to me that like everything is like an old pic from 10 years ago.
Chris Evans had a dick pic stored on his phone in his photos,
right.
And he's a gem.
I forgot about him.
And it went on Twitter, and oh my goodness, did that, or where did it go? Instagram? Where did it go? Where did he accidentally post it?
I don't remember.
I think it was Twitter.
It was great. And all of his responses since then have been great. He's got a good sense of humor about it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Good for him.
Shout out to him. Massachusetts.
He's my favorite of the Chris's.
But yeah, that was like my final question that I was just curious what you
guys. Wow, that was a big one. And Liza and I. Well, no, Liza did a good job. I fully shut down. So shows you how comfortable I am talking about sex and dicks. Okay. Well, on that note, Carlin, I have a question for you.
Yes.
No pressure. This is not me telling you to do this. I'm just curious. Are you still okay? We don't have to answer this on the podcast too, though. But you said you're not a multi-dater. Are you still going to swipe and go on other first dates, or is your vibe like one at a time? What's your vibe?
I'm still swiping, and I don't know if it's like a vibe that I put out, but I usually like as I start to like go on dates with people, like my activity on the app or like people that are interested in me and like worth my time, usually like decreases. So the ebb and flow kind of like works out, but I do plan on like talking to Mr. James about it tomorrow, just like to make sure we're like on the same page, like in terms of what we're looking for and like just being like respectful of each other. But mainly just like, I'm so bad at it, like it's just not even funny.
It's hard. It's really hard.
And now that things are opening back up, it's like not really an excuse just to like limit things to like text and FaceTime if he has an iPhone. So it would be that would just be like a lot to juggle for me.
We're not asking you to. Hey, we are a podcast with a format that is very flexible these days. If you're listening and you're like, hey, thought we got 51 first dates, go back and listen to the beginning. You can hear mine. But don't stay with us because Carlin's funnier. Carlin, I think you've given us a great note to end on. I like just what I've gotten from chatting with you today is just like, can this new post-vax brave new world of dating be all about like being upfront and forward, like having that conversation of like, what are you seeing? Saying, hey man, can we take it down a notch? Like, happy to talk about how bad America is, but can we also talk about colors? You know, I really think that everyone listening, if you want a takeaway, it's like date like Carlin. you know, say what you feel. Say what you feel. If you want to have sex, if you don't want to have sex, say what you feel. I'm sorry.
Amen.
So foxy again.
No, I love it. Guys, thank you all so much for listening. And please join us next week. Please check out all of the things we mentioned earlier and all of our links below. And if you're vaccinated, go on a date.
Go on a date.
Do it.